A massive wave of persecution erupted within the city of Rome. Around 64 AD, Emperor Nero had just blamed the Christians for the fire that had just destroyed a large portion of the city. And soon enough, those Christians were bound to sticks, covered with the skins of wild beasts, and lit on fire to satiate the anger of the people. And so the story is told that St. Peter knew that Rome was no longer safe. And so he began to depart from the city in secret. And along the road, he saw the risen Christ going back into the city of Rome, and Peter asked Jesus, "Domine, quo vadis?" Lord, where are you going? And Jesus responds, "I'm going to Rome to be crucified again." So at that point, St. Peter recognizes what he's doing by abandoning his flock and returns to the city of Rome, crucified upside down. "Quo vadis? Where are you going?" When our Lord says that he's going to back to be crucified again, he's not saying that his suffering on the cross in Jerusalem was not enough. But it's more like he's rather entreating Peter. "Peter, will you unlock the graces of my passion through your suffering? Will you carry my light into the darkness?" And so therefore, when Peter asks the question of Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Really, it's Jesus asking Peter, "Peter, where are you going? Will you flee or will you stay?" Sometimes we need to flee from our suffering, whether it's a toxic work environment or an abusive relationship, or we need to do what's best for our family. However, there's other suffering we cannot avoid. Or maybe Jesus is calling us not to escape from suffering, but he's inviting us and challenging us to remain in a situation that is difficult and to bring his presence into it. I think our Lord is also asking many people today, in light of the scandals that have happened in the last year, "Where are you going?" As St. Paul had foretold, savage wolves have ravaged the flock, the church in the United States, and all over the world in some ways. And now Bishop Barron reminds us of the recent Gallup poll that says that 37% of Catholics who are attending Mass nearly on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, not the people who are attending Mass once a week, these people are questioning whether they should remain in the church. This is significant because after the scandals in 2002, they had done the same poll, and they found that only 22% of the people had questioned whether they should remain in the church. And so now there's a significant jump, almost double. And so these scandals have shaken the foundations of faith for many people, and maybe even for us. So whether it's a challenging situation in our life or the scandals that have rocked our church, we may have this temptation within our hearts to flee. And as we are fleeing, we see our Lord walking right into those difficult moments in our lives, walking right into the scandals of the church, and we may be asking him, "Lord, where are you going? Why are you going there, Lord? There's only suffering and scandal and death there." Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Boniface, and he was an apostle to Germany. And there's this particular story where he was evangelizing to the people of Hesse. And he spoke to them, told them about the truth, and he had to go to Rome to talk to the Pope. And when he had come back, he thought that the people would be inspired and the faith would grow. But what he found was that the faith actually deteriorated even worse. And in speaking to the people, he found that they were not willing to commit to the faith because they were afraid of what their former gods would do to them. They were bound captive by this fear. And so what St. Boniface did was he took an axe, he went to this place where a giant oak tree was dedicated to Thor. And what he began to do was he started beginning chopping down the tree. And with every chop, the people were mortified because they thought that he'd be struck dead by lightning. But after several chops and finally a crack, And the tree fell and broke into four pieces on the ground. And with the tree that fell, so also the fears and the idols that they had believed in also fell. And they knew that the true God was the God of Saint Boniface. And so what Saint Boniface is teaching us and reminding us is that he's calling us to go back into those places where it could seem difficult. See, Jesus is not asking for us to be taken out of the world. He's calling us to be sanctified with the truth, calling us to be radiant with the truth. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so, as we are sanctified in the truth, we become like Mother Teresa, who was called by Jesus to come be my light. Jesus said to her, "Bring me into the dark holes of the poor. Come carry me. I cannot go alone." Today, we may be wondering where our Lord is going. Lord, where are you going? Where are you going? But he will ask the same of us. Where are you going? Will you come be my light where there is none? Where are you going?